Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic and pocketbook news scanned September 9, 2026 in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest household policy developments involve trade costs, child care and preschool support, health care oversight, and voting rules. The White House escalated its trade fight with Canada while federal agencies announced new money for Head Start and behavioral health services and took action against suspected Medicare billing fraud. Court fights also continue to shape access to abortion medication and which congressional map Missouri will use this November. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. U.S.-Canada trade fight brings new import bans and higher costs for some cross-border businesses. On September 8th, President Trump signed 5 proclamations responding to Canada's new tariffs on U.S. goods. The White House says the United States will ban certain Canadian alcohol, dairy products, and motorcycles beginning September 29th. It will also change the list of Canadian goods facing U.S. tariffs beginning September 15th. Canada's counter-tariffs on $27.6 billion in U.S. imports took effect September 8th. What to watch? Watch September 15th when the revised U.S. tariff list is set to start, and September 29th when the U.S. import bans are set to begin. Also, watch for negotiations, exemptions, or legal challenges that could change the measures.
Headline 2. Head Start programs receive more than $225 million for meals, repairs, buses, and other needs. The Department of Health and Human Services announced September 8th that it awarded more than $225 million in one-time supplemental funding for Head Start programs. About $89 million is for nutrition at more than 400 grant recipients. More than $88 million is for facility work at 28 recipients. And more than $47 million is for needs such as buses, HVAC equipment, technology, furnishings, training, playgrounds, and security. What to watch? Watch for local Head Start providers to announce how they will use their awards and whether the money pays for work that can be completed quickly, such as repairs or vehicle purchases, versus longer construction projects.
Headline 3. CMS bars 11 medical supply companies from future Medicare Advantage and Part D payments. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said September 8th that it put 11 medical equipment suppliers on a list that bars them from future Medicare Advantage Part C and Part D payments. CMS said the companies had more than $3.4 billion in suspected improper billing in 2025 and 2026, including claims involving people who had died or equipment beneficiaries said they never requested or received. These are agency enforcement findings and suspected conduct, not criminal convictions announced by a court. What to watch? Watch for any appeals by the suppliers, related actions by the HHS Inspector General or Justice Department, and guidance from Medicare Advantage or Part D plans for members who used an affected company.
Headline 4. HHS sends $383.4 million to 988, mobile crisis teams, treatment, and prevention programs. HHS announced September 8th that it awarded $383.4 million in behavioral health grants. Of that amount, $252 million supports the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, suicide prevention, and mobile crisis services. The package also includes funding for substance use treatment and prevention, rural emergency medical services training, school trauma support links, and other mental health programs. What to watch? Watch for state and local award announcements, especially whether jurisdictions add crisis counselors, mobile teams, or follow-up treatment options. A 988 response is most useful when local services have room to take referrals.
Headline 5. Appeals Court hears challenge over telehealth prescribing of abortion medication. A panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing arguments September 9th in a case seeking tighter rules for mifepristone, one of the medicines used in medication abortion. Louisiana officials and an individual plaintiff are challenging federal prescribing rules that allow telehealth prescribing and mailing under certain conditions. Drug makers dispute whether the plaintiffs had a legal right to bring the case. No new restriction takes effect simply because arguments are being heard. What to watch? Watch for the Fifth Circuit's written decision and then likely further Supreme Court review. The Food and Drug Administration is also reviewing its own rules, which is a separate process from the court case.
Headline 6. Missouri's congressional districts remain uncertain after conflicting court orders. On September 8th, the U.S. Supreme Court left in place a Missouri Supreme Court ruling that had stopped Missouri's newer congressional map from being used in November unless voters approve it. Soon after, a federal district judge issued a 14-day temporary order directing the state to use the newer map instead. Opponents promptly appealed that federal order, so Missouri election officials are facing competing court directions while ballots and voter information must be prepared. What to watch? Watch the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals and the Missouri Supreme Court for quick action before ballot and overseas voter mailing deadlines. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources. Verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. What's My Politics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.